You will be pulled. The question is, how fast you return to your standard.
Distractions are not a failure of will. They're a constant condition. The problem is when a small pull turns into a long detour. Every minute you spend recovering is a minute you could have spent moving forward.
So today, a simple, repeatable ritual. One idea. 4 parts. 180 seconds. I call it the 180 second reset. It keeps small mistakes small and prevents them from becoming character compromises.
The 4 parts are calm, name, correct, anchor. Calm lowers the body. Name gives the situation a standard. Correct fixes or contains the slip. Anchor locks the next right move. Run them in order. Short. Quiet. Scripted.
Step 1. Calm. 30 seconds. Feet on the floor. Sit or stand tall. Pull the shoulders down. Now breathe with purpose. Inhale for 4. Hold 2. Exhale for 6. Repeat that 3 times. Slow the body so the mind can make a better choice.
Say that out loud once when you first learn it. I tried it yesterday after a jerk email landed in my inbox. 3 full breaths, and the reply that once felt hot came out measured instead. Saved a whole mess.
Good. Step 2. Name. In 1 sentence, state what you will protect. Make it concrete. Examples. For an email, I will protect clarity over heat. For parenting, I choose presence before reaction. For a tense conversation, I will correct, not escalate. Say the line quietly to yourself. It orients you back to standard.
Give us the exact phrasing if someone needs a script. What do they actually say to themselves?
Verbally, when needed. Inbox. I will respond with clarity, not heat. Parenting slip. I will come back with presence. Conflict. I will correct, not escalate. If you prefer shorter, pick a single word. Clarity. Presence. Repair. 1 word will center you when you can't do more.
Step 3. Correct. Do 1 micro action that undoes or contains the harm. Make it immediate and visible. Close the tab. Archive the thread. Send a 2-line clarification. Apologize briefly and fix 1 specific thing. The point is containment, not performance.
Examples. If you snapped at your kid, go in and say, "That was short. I'm sorry. Let me try again." If you sent an angry email, send, "I've read this again. My tone was off. Here's what I meant." 2 lines. Clear. No long explanations.
Say the corrective scripts aloud once as you learn them so they stop sounding robotic. But when you use them, keep them short. Immediate containment prevents escalation and preserves credibility.
Step 4. Anchor. 15 seconds. A small physical cue to lock the next right move. Square your shoulders. Roll your shoulders back. Take 1 grounding breath. Then perform the next smallest useful action. Open the calendar. Close the tab. Write the 1st line of your reply, or stand and move to your next task.
I like the tiny action idea. Open the calendar, type 1 line, do something that creates forward motion so you don't sit in the discomfort.
When you run all 4 parts, calm, name, correct, anchor, you convert a pull into a short, disciplined response. It costs time.
it pays fewer downstream problems.
Compressed 30-second variant for tight moments. One full breath in and out. Say one word standard, clarity, or presence. Do a single micro-correct. Close the tab or send a one-line clarification, then one quick breath and move on. If you're too busy for 180 seconds, this is your backup. Better one breath and a one-word reset than nothing at all.
That's the version I keep in my pocket. On the job, when you're mid-shift and can't pause long, one breath, one word, one quick fix. It stops the bleed.
Practice block, a three-use micro trial. Day one, use the reset once in the morning. Day two, twice. Day three, three times. Each evening, binary check. Did you run it? Yes or no? No guilt, just record the fact. The goal is to normalize the ritual so it activates without drama.
Measure impact in two ways, calm and reputation. Did you feel calmer after the reset? Did the person or situation end better, or at least no worse? Small answers here are big wins. This practice is about quiet, consistent repair, not performance.
One practical tip. Practice the scripts aloud once when you're not under stress. Say the two-line clarification, say the one-word standard. It makes them land naturally when you need them.
Quick trap to avoid. Don't use the reset as an excuse to delay real repair. The corrective action must actually contain harm. Close the tab, send the clarification, apologize briefly. Choose something concrete. If you weaken that step, the reset becomes avoidance.
Reflection. One question. Where are you currently negotiating with yourself instead of deciding? Take a breath now. Choose one moment tomorrow when you'll test the reset and run it. Decide it before the moment arrives.
I'll try it with the afternoon email pile. You? Pick your moment and stick with it. Small experiments build muscle.
Hold yourself to the standard, especially when no one's watching. Try the 180-second reset tomorrow. Practice the scripts once aloud tonight. Measure the three-use trial. Quiet repair is a habit. It compounds.
If this matters to you, subscribe. Come back tomorrow.